week on Business Brief, we'll learn about a new suburban St. Louis incentive program aiming to combat worker shortages. Then we'll hear a story of small businesses in a growing town. Welcome to Business Brief, Missouri Business Alert's podcast focused on the business news and issues shaping the state. My name is Siggy Reese, and I'm joined by my co-host, Ansley Franco. Ansley, how are you doing this week?
I'm doing swell. It was super fun to watch the eclipse earlier this week.
Mm-hmm. I very much enjoyed it. It didn't get, like, super dark here as it did, like, in other places, but, I mean,
Where were you watching it?
I went to Lowry Mall, on Mizzou's campus. Yeah. Where were you?
Just in my apartment.
Okay. That's cool.
They have this little deck, and so a bunch of us kind of gathered out there. But I saw so many people here by the Mizzou columns.
And
that was a pretty cool sight to see.
It was cool. Like, everyone was cheering. Like, I think it was there was this huge crowd, and they ran out of glasses. And
I heard about
that. Super, super fast.
Like, people had to wait an hour, and then they didn't get any anyways.
Yeah, luckily I had some. Like, there was, like, a partial eclipse that we couldn't even see, like, last fall.
But you kept them?
Smart. I kept them because it said on there, like, April 8th, there's going to be another one. And I was like, okay, I'll keep these. And thank God I did. Well, it was a great experience. Too bad it's not going to be, you know, happening again for, like, another 20 years.
Well, we have that to look forward to.
Yeah, that's so true. We're also going to talk about the eclipse and, like, business news later in the podcast. So stay tuned for that. But, yeah, are you ready to get into this week's headlines?
Yes, ma'am.
Let's do it. Consumer inflation remained elevated in March, rising at 0.4% monthly and 3.5% annually. This slightly surpassed expert estimates. The increase was largely due to high gas and shelter prices. Last month's job growth also exceeded expert predictions by 100,000 jobs, with over 300,000 jobs being added in March. The inflation reading decreases the likelihood of the Federal Reserve Bank cutting interest rates when it meets later this month.
Missouri-based healthcare system Mercy is planning a new $650 million hospital in Wentzville. The hospital would include 75 beds and span nearly 500,000 square feet. The state will consider the plan this summer and assess a need for the hospital, according to Mercy officials. If approved, the hospital would create short-term construction jobs and long-term healthcare jobs.
The state's Division of Cannabis Regulation is warning microbusiness license applicants about potential scams. This comes as the next round of license applications will begin running next week. According to the state, some groups are trying to apply for licenses on behalf of people who are qualified. These groups are getting people to sign contracts that give up all control of their businesses to the group. The state is urging applicants to be cautious to avoid these situations when considering partnerships.
Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey is attempting to challenge a federal student debt relief program. Bailey joined attorneys general from six other states to file a lawsuit challenging the Federal Saving on Valuable Education, or SAVE, plan. The plan launched last August, but will be fully implemented this summer. Bailey's lawsuit comes after 10 states filed a lawsuit challenging the program last month. In the lawsuit, Bailey claims the SAVE program would harm the Missouri Higher Education Loan Authority. The loan authority has come under scrutiny recently for mismanagement that resulted in many borrowers missing their loan payments.
The National Association of Intercollegiate Athletics, or NAIA, announced a new policy this week that essentially bans transgender athletes from competing in women's sports at its colleges. The Kansas City-based organization oversees 241 small colleges and 83,000 student athletes. The organization voted unanimously on the new policy, which will take effect in August. We will return to Business Brief after this quick message from our sponsors.
Are you ready to be inspired? Since 2013, That's What She Said has provided a platform for women's powerful voices, strengthening communities across the country. On Saturday, April 13th at 7 p.m. at the Missouri Theater, the second annual That's What She Said Columbia, presented by Stevens College, will feature the powerful stories of 10 women from our community. 25% of the ticket sales will support maternal health initiatives via the Boone Hospital Foundation and MU Healthcare. Find us at facebook.com/shesaidcomo and purchase your tickets now.
For our next story, we're joined by Missouri Business Alert reporter Kyla Peer, who recently wrote about a new program aimed at attracting workers to the St. Louis suburb of Hazelwood. Kyla, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So this program is trying to attract workers. So let's start with the big picture. What's the labor market like in the St. Louis region?
Unemployment is very low. The average unemployment rate in St. Louis metro area last year was 3%. That's the region's lowest average unemployment for a year dating back at least as far as 1990.
So decades low unemployment. That's a good thing, right?
Yes and no. For workers and job seekers, it's generally a positive. When unemployment is low, they tend to find it easier to leave positions and find jobs elsewhere. Peter Muser, an economics professor at the University of Missouri, explained that dynamic.
If unemployment rates are higher, people have to think carefully about when they resign a position. But when unemployment rates are so low, people have a much easier time moving on to something else. That's a reality of the situation. It's a reflection of a very strong market.
Okay, but you said there can be a downside to the low unemployment, right?
That's right. The low unemployment has made it difficult for many employers to find skilled applicants. Here's Muser again.
Finding somebody who's who has the right skills for a particular firm in a particular occupation, that's a difficult thing. And if you limit that geographically, you're going to have a much harder time filling the position. And, you know, you'll raise the cost of hiring very dramatically.
And what's Hazelwood doing in response to hiring challenges for local businesses?
So the city is working to combat worker shortages with this new relocation assistance program. It offers money for bringing people to Hazelwood to work. If a company moves an out-of-state employee to Hazelwood, that business will receive a $3,500 reimbursement. If the employee establishes residency in Hazelwood, they receive $3,500.
So up to $7,000 per worker that relocates to Hazelwood. Have we seen incentives like this elsewhere?
Officials say it's the first program of its kind in Missouri, but there have been similar incentives in other states. In 2018, Tulsa, Oklahoma launched Tulsa Remote, a program offering remote workers $10,000 to relocate to the city. I talked to the head of that program, who says nearly 3,000 workers have moved to Tulsa because of that incentive. He says the city gets an $11 return on every dollar it spends on Tulsa Remote.
Sounds like a good return on investment. How have programs like this worked elsewhere?
The results are mixed. Vermont introduced a relocation incentive in 2019, and the program had such a high demand that it ran out of money and has scaled back a little bit. Wichita Falls, a city in Texas, has a similar program. It was introduced by David Leeser, who's now the city manager of Hazelwood. Here's Leeser on the Texas program.
We basically talked to those companies in Dallas and Oklahoma City and kind of saying, if you hire somebody who is in Wichita Falls and you keep them in Wichita Falls, you can't move them, then we'll pay you up to $5,000 to work remotely in Wichita Falls. We were trying to keep college kids from leaving, and we were trying to keep the retirees from the Air Force Base a quality job. So again, they don't go somewhere else.
How's the program going so far in Hazelwood?
Leeser says there haven't been any companies to use the program yet, but he has high hopes for it. He says the program can go beyond addressing labor shortages and help stimulate Hazelwood's economy more broadly.
We want to get people interested in buying houses and helping to strengthen the fabric of Hazelwood. But more importantly, we want to make sure that the companies that we have here, they understand that Hazelwood is business friendly.
But Leeser is also quick to point out the incentive isn't the only solution to labor force issues and economic challenges. He views it as one of the many fixes.
There's not one silver bullet that's going to fix all these labor problems. And I don't think this issue, what we have, will do that. It's just you have to try to address it in as many different ways as possible.
Interesting, Kyla. Thanks for talking with me today.
You bet.
For the full story on Hazelwood's new relocation incentive program, visit MissouriBusinessAlert.com.
Our next story takes us to Ashland.
What's going on in Ashland?
Well, the mid-Missouri town is growing fast. Its population has increased by about a third in just more than a decade.
Wow, and I'm guessing there's a business tie-in somewhere here?
Yep. As the town grows, the business landscape changes. But for many small businesses there, a spirit of cooperation and collaboration remains a constant. Reporter Kate Schreiber has that story.
The mid-Missouri town of Ashland saw a 30% increase in population in just over a decade. The town of more than 4,800 residents is home to small businesses which line Broadway, Ashland's main street. Different businesses on and near Broadway continue to collaborate despite the town's growth. Jessica Ward, owner of In Any Event Floral and Gift Boutique, describes Ashland as a tight-knit community and says that despite the growing population, people and businesses stick together.
If somebody walks in my door and wants to know where to get a burger, I'm going to tell them Woody's. And if they want their car fixed, I'm going to tell them to go to Randy's. And, you know, we all do that. So it's nice to be able to have support from everybody here.
While Ward is cutting flowers and arranging bouquets, down the street, Lance Taggart, owner of LT's Barbershop, has been cutting hair on East Broadway for 28 years. He's Ashland born and raised.
It's nice to see people trying to get established in a smaller town again, and where you don't have to go to Columbia or Jet City to do all your, you know, shopping and necessities and stuff like that.
While Taggart is cutting hair, the owner of a local business next door tosses pizza. Matt Bearhorst is the owner and operator of Pizza Haas in Ashland.
I've been doing this for 27 years now.
Bearhorst has also teamed up with restaurant Trail Boss Barbecue to make a special that used its brisket on a pulled pork Pizza Haas pizza. Other small businesses also use each other's products. Yummy-O's, a frozen yogurt and ice cream shop on Broadway, donated its ice cream to the Dandelion Cafe, a local coffee shop and cafe. They used it for Sunday Brunch, a fundraiser for the Center Project, a group which provides an affirming space for the LGBTQ+ community in mid-Missouri. Bearhorst says he likes these partnerships that small businesses have in Ashland.
We work as, you know, it's a good little teamwork in this town because everybody wants to be successful. They don't want to step on anybody's toes.
Ashland businesses also work together to give back to the community. Woody's Pub and Grub, a local bar and grill, started the Buddy Pack program. It serves local school kids in need of food, school supplies, or activities. Jessica Ward, owner of In Any Event, said several local businesses donated to the program.
All of the people in the community pulled together for this, and they raised thousands and thousands of dollars. And then they use all of that money to buy backpacks, and then they fill the backpacks with food, and they fill them like every weekend.
Through a culture of referrals, partnership, and service, Ashland businesses are supporting each other and the community as the town changes.
As we grow, all of the original Ashland people, I feel like, are still very close, and we all support each other.
For Missouri News Network, I'm Kate Schreiber.
It is now time for us to get into our words of the week. Ansley, what's your word this week?
My word is eclipse.
Oh yeah, that might have just been the biggest topic of the week. We aren't going to have another solar eclipse in the U.S. for another 20 years. Why is the eclipse in Missouri business news, though?
There's new data about what happened in Missouri during the eclipse.
Oh, okay. And I know a lot of researchers and scientists were observing different trends during the event. So what data are you referring to?
I'm talking about how internet traffic dropped across the U.S. during the eclipse. And in Missouri specifically, internet traffic dropped by 31%.
Wow, so people were getting off their phones and living in the moment?
I guess so. That's all I've got this week. What's your word, Siggy?
My words are World Cup.
Are we talking about soccer here?
No, not this time. I'm actually referring to the Startup World Cup.
What's the Startup World Cup?
So the Startup World Cup is a competition for local startup founders to pitch their companies for a chance to win $1 million. California-based Pegasus Tech Ventures runs the competition, which launched in 2017. And St. Louis is going to be competing this year for the first time.
Got it. So how does this competition work?
There were a bunch of regional competitions across various continents, along with a bunch of U.S. cities. This year, St. Louis is one of the cities that will host a regional competition. Tech STL will launch the competition this week. The firm will host 100 semifinalists, and the top 10 winners will move on to the final round in September. And then a winning company from St. Louis will compete in October for the grand prize in San Francisco. That's all for me this week. For a closing thought, here's David Leeser again on how the Hazelwood Relocation Assistance Program will impact the community.
We hope and think that the corporate decision makers will go, well, look at what they're doing in Hazelwood to make us more favorable and make us more profitable. We'll put more of our money, our capital dollars, for the infrastructure in their Hazelwood plan.
Well, that is all for this week. The M33 Project provided the music for this episode. This episode of Business Brief was produced by Matt Clark, Abigail Klinkerman, and Sarah Spreitzer. It was edited by Brianna Davis, Gabriella Lacey, Skylar Rossi, and Michael Stacey. For my co-host Ansley Franco, I'm Siggy Reese, and this has been Business Brief. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.